News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. A confidential report of the Special Branch of Delhi Police says that protesting students of Jawaharlal Nehru University had no initial plans to march towards Parliament. At the behest of prominent CPI and CPIM leaders, the student group finally decided on Saturday to lead a march to Parliament on Monday, says the report of the Special Branch sent to the police headquarters. On the basis of intelligence inputs, a heavy contingent of police consisting of 800 constables of local police and 10 companies of central paramilitary force was deployed at JNU while key metro stations were shut. On Sunday late evening, government officials held a meeting with a few student groups and requested them not to march towards Parliament, where the winter session was to begin. However, the report says left-supported student organizations, the AISA, SFI and AISF, insisted that the march to Parliament would not be postponed. Sources said on Monday morning, a mob of students forced its way through by breaking the first line of police barricades. The students were led by a left-wing union. The report of Special Branch reveals that after the barricades were broken, the students were pacified. They were told that a high-power committee has been constituted to consider their demands. On persuasion of two senior IPS officers, most students seemed convinced and retracted. However, after a while, a large group of students suddenly turned violent and managed to break the barricades and proceeded to New Delhi area through Aurobindo Marg. The police contained the agitated groups at Safdarjung Tomb near Jorbagh at the border of New Delhi district. The report says a particular student organization again refueled the situation by raising slogans against the government. Subsequently, over 100 students broke through the barricades and tried to march towards New Delhi district area. The report says that besides the left, a few leaders of a prominent opposition party were also backing the agitating students to lead a procession towards Parliament. The faculty and students of JNU alleged that over 10 students, including the visually and physically challenged, were injured due to the brutality of police personnel who severely baton-charged them during their protest against the hostel fee hike on Monday, even as the Delhi police denied the accusations. Students' Union President Aishik Ghosh said, "I was picked up by 4 male policemen and put in a bus. When I questioned them about the absence of women police personnel, they were rude to me." Former Students Union President N. Sai Balaji claimed that students who were taken inside buses for detention were thrashed by police personnel. A former student, Sandeep Lewis, was among those injured. He was trying to climb the barricade when police thrashed him. He was bleeding from the head but was led by police to a van so that he could be detained, said Abhishek, his friend. Shashi Bhushan Samad, a JNU SU counselor and a visually challenged student, was also beaten up brutally, claimed students. "He is visually challenged. Police beat him up brutally. Police personnel stepped on his chest. He underwent an ultrasound and is at the AIIMS trauma center," said a fellow student. Other physically challenged students were also brutally beaten up, he alleged. The visually challenged were running here and there, trying to escape the police assault. Protesters were sitting peacefully at Jorbagh, but were lathi-charged by police as they tried to disperse the students, claimed another student. "Police chased students for a kilometer till the INA metro station," he said. Even teachers who had come to Jorbagh to meet the injured students were lathi-charged along with students, he alleged. A photographer with a news portal was also injured during the baton charge outside Safdarjung Tomb when students reached there around 4 p.m. Police, however, denied using force of any kind against the protesters. The JNU Teachers Association demanded that the vice-chancellor step down and said, "It will be organizing a protest on Tuesday against the police brutality." The Supreme Court mandated Anti-Pollution Authority EPCA on Monday asked Delhi and NCR states to step up surveillance and enforcement to check local sources of pollution and crop burning in view of a predicted dip in air quality in the next 2 to 3 days. In a letter to the Chief Secretaries of Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Haryana, Environment Pollution Prevention and Control Authority Chairman Bhurilal said, "Hot mix plants, ready mix plants and stone crushers will continue to remain closed in Delhi NCR." The Supreme Court had on November 4 banned construction and demolition activities in the region till further notice. The air in the region has finally improved after days of dense and highly hazardous smog. This is the result of high winds and good ventilation index we have seen over the past few days, Bhurelal said. However, he said the India Meteorological Department has alerted that the next few days, from Tuesday to Thursday, will witness slow wind speed and very little ventilation. Under such circumstances, dispersion of pollutants will not happen, and there is a likelihood that the air quality will slip back into the very poor category and even the severe category, the EPCA chief said. The situation will worsen if there's light rain, which would be inadequate to wash away the pollutants and add to the moisture instead, he said. We have seen this in the past week, how increased moisture, which traps the pollutants and creates a cloud of haze, leads to a sharp worsening of air quality, the letter quoted Bhurelal as saying. It is for this reason we have to step up surveillance and enforcement to check local sources of pollution and crop burning. The Supreme Court has already directed all authorities to ensure tough action against pollution, he said. The Supreme Court had on November 15 directed that hotspots be cleared of pollutants within a week. The Ministry of Earth Sciences air quality monitor, SAFAR, informed EPCA that the wind direction will favour intrusion of smoke from stubble burning in the next 2 days. If stubble burning is not checked, then its contribution can increase to up to 13% of the PM2.5 pollutant on Tuesday, Bhurelal said. And the Supreme Court on Monday agreed to hear former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram's bail plea in the INX Media money laundering case. A bench headed by Chief Justice S.A. Bobde said the court will hear the plea either today or tomorrow. Chidambaram's counsel Kapil Sibal moved his bail plea and sought an urgent hearing in the Supreme Court, challenging the Delhi High Court order denying him bail. The Delhi High Court on Friday rejected the bail application of the Congress leader in the Enforcement Directorate's case relating to INX Media. A single-judge bench of the High Court, presided by Justice Suresh Kumar Kaith, turning down the plea for relief, observed that the allegations against the veteran politician are serious in nature and that the case is not fit for granting him bail. The Enforcement Directorate, which is probing the money laundering case, had arrested Chidambaram last month. He is currently under judicial custody in Tihar Jail. While opposing the bail plea, the agency asserted that Chidambaram used the high office of the country for his personal gains. The INX Media case pertains to alleged irregularities in the Foreign Investment Promotion Board clearance to the media group for receiving overseas funds in 2007 when Chidambaram was the Union Finance Minister. And US President Donald Trump on Monday said that he will strongly consider the idea of him testifying before the Congress in his impeachment inquiry over his dealings with Ukraine, though he described the whole process as a witch hunt. His comments came as the House Intelligence Committee prepared for its second week of public hearings in the impeachment probe. Trump floated the possibility of him testifying before the Congress after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested the president has every opportunity to testify himself. The president could come right before the committee and talk, speak all the truth that he wants, if he wants to. If he wants to take the oath of office, or he could do it in writing. He has every opportunity to present his case, Pelosi said in a popular talk show. Trump said he is considering the idea. Even though I did nothing wrong and don't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax, I like the idea and will, in order to get Congress focused again, strongly consider it, Trump said as he slammed the media and his opponents for having impeachment proceedings against him. The Democrat-led inquiry is establishing whether Trump withheld aid to Ukraine in return for an inquiry into ex-Vice President Joe Biden. From today to Thursday, the committee plans to hear the accounts of 8 witnesses appearing in 5 separate hearings. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.